is Davin's Den.
All right, welcome back to Davin's Den. On the break, I just saw a headline, have not read the article. Donald Trump is telling Congress to rework the COVID relief bill. So, for all you people out of work who might be facing eviction in a food pantry, help is not on the way yet. I don't know if it's a better bill. I don't know if it's a worse bill, but I just know it ain't done.
He's not signing, huh?
That's what it would appear. Listen, we talked about it before. Again, if you care about the Americans, you got to sign this piece of horse shit. You got to fucking sign it. It's the 11th hour. Too many people are depending on it, but we'll see. I don't have confidence that something better will get done. I kind of wish stupid would have spoken up a little sooner.
Agreed.
You think?
Yes. Agreed.
Really?
So, and here's the, and I don't want to get into a whole political thing about it, but here's the aggravating thing about it. By all accounts, he was not involved in this shit. He's been worrying about overturning the election. I have no problem with the president wanting to put his fingerprints all over a bill that he's ultimately going to sign. I have no problem with that. Just be involved with the process. Don't wait till the very end and go, nah, not going to do it. It's too late for that.
Get involved with the process and go, I want money to Pakistan out. I want understanding the horse racing industry out, which is in there. I want this shit out, or I'm not signing. I'm not signing shit until this gets out of there.
Again, I'm not disagreeing. Just now's not the time. Can't do it now.
Yeah, right.
All right. So let's do some scamming scammers. I will cue up the music. When we last left, my girlfriend Carolyn had an ask. She wanted $5,000 total. Now, to be fair, it wasn't all for her. $2,000 was for phones for her company. $3,000 was because, you know, a girl has needs. And she also wanted my credit card information. And she was quite persistent. And Fake Davin had questions, as you would imagine Fake Davin would. And Fake Davin called her company, GoFX, a scam. So he was not having any of this. But what they seem
to... Fake Davin usually just goes right along with everything that's what a girl wants, what the girl gets.
Yeah, you know what? Fake Davin woke up like the president goes, what? What's going on here?
I'm not signing off on that.
Exactly. At the last moment, Fake Davin was going to go with it, but at the last moment he goes, no, can't do it. Can't do it.
Demands on what she wants makes more sense than that damn bill does.
Sure. I don't
there
see
less pork in her demand.
I don't see anything about the Dalai Lama and her demands. So, all right. So that's where we left off. It was rather contentious. Carolyn was persistent, but I'm sure Joe was happy that she was back to business, because that's all Joe cares about, back to business. So we continue on November 23rd. And she writes me, this is on Instagram, hey cutie. I go, you're up early. She goes, yes. I ask her if she had a good sleep. She goes, yeah, always positive. Where have you been doing? Are you inside? I go, good, been depressed actually. Found out a friend passed last night. Been looking at all the nice things people are saying about him. Had not seen him in 2 years. Was going to see him in a month. Now that's true. That was the night that somebody, a former owner of the comedy club I play in the Bahamas, passed away, and I would, like a lot of comics, I would always like hang out with him some when I was there. So I thought I'd be seeing him a month. I'm friends with his son.
Yeah, I heard he was a nice guy from all of what you guys were writing.
Yes, very. So that's I do like seep in like some of the real shit that's going on with me. You know, it's not complete.
Yeah.
It's not complete bullshit. So that was true. I go, he was sick, but I didn't know, and that's true. She goes, I'm sorry about that, really sorry. I go, thanks. He was a really good guy. Whenever I performed in the Bahamas, I made a point of seeing him at least one night. And then she doesn't respond. I go, guess he went back to sleep. She goes, nope, feeling the pain of losing a friend, a good one. I go, you lost someone too? She goes, yeah, long ago. This is kind of weird. I'm in pain, and she's like, hold my credit card, or your credit card. I got a story.
Yeah, that's kind of like taking over your thread. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not really thrilled with this. And that happens a lot. That happens a lot on my threads. They do often take it over.
I'm so passive scammer.
Well, Joe's drinking. Obviously, he's not taking the Russian vaccine. Anyway, so I go, sorry, what was his name? She goes, her name. I go, my bad. What is it? She goes, Kristen. I go, tell me about her. She's dead. Okay. I go,
yeah, I got the gist of that, rocket scientist, but oh my God.
She goes, she's dead. Do not want to remember her. She was nice, hun, and was like a sister. Do not want to start my day thinking of her. What are you saying about what I asked you yesterday? We're back to business.
Hold on a second. You're the one who brought it up, bitch.
Yeah, you're right.
Crazy.
You're right. I go, I know she passed. Just wanted to hear about someone who was special to you. I go, seriously, Carolyn? Ugh, I'm depressed. Your timing sucks, and so does your compassion. Maybe I don't know you well enough, or worse yet, I know you too well. Yuck. I'm going to say the latter. I think I know her very well. She goes, sad, sad. I just hardly talk about the dead. I go, when I'm upset, you talk about money. We really have nothing in common.
Yeah, really.
She goes, about yesterday, babe. I go, how do you think Fake Davin handles this?
Oh.
You're not
going to
be pleased.
Wait. Show us your fangs before you dig in.
Actually, I go, go away. I'm telling her to go. I'm not lashing out. I'm telling her to go away.
Wow.
Girl, don't go away mad. Girl, just go away. She goes, don't change. That okay? I'm gone. I go, you can be really cold. And this is why when you say you love me, I say I don't even think you like me. She goes, no, you're ungrateful. I'm ungrateful.
You're ungrateful?
What's she giving you?
I go, am I?
Because you won't give him a credit card. How dare you? You won't appreciate all the nothing I've done for you.
She goes, I go, am I? How do you figure? She goes, think 'cause full of yourself and that bad you can't even keep a woman. You act like a baby sometimes. This is off the heels of saying I'm depressed 'cause a friend passed away.
Wow, your timing sucks.
You know, in a real relationship, this would have to be a deal ender, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let me just interject with a quick story, okay? There was an order that I had that I fucked up.
Let me just interject. By the way, by these stories of the day job, you're becoming like Rose about St. Olaf stories. I just want you to know that.
But there was an order that I got last week on a Friday. John gave it to me. Monday rolls around. I totally forgot about it. I tried to get it out the door. We had the blizzard. It didn't go. The customer, beyond fucking livid. Okay? I call him to let him know, hey, just want to let you know you got the order. Give me a call back. I want it. Never called back. Which is a way to show that I fucked up and he's fucking pissed. You know? So it kind of correlates to that, you know?
Okay, Rose. Did you even get that reference, Joe? You ever watch The Golden Girls?
Oh, funny. Got it.
whatever they were talking about, Rose had a story about St. Olaf. That's the way you've become with the day program. I go, really now? She goes, have I ever asked you for anything? That's what she asked me.
Yeah. Yes.
Wait a minute, yes.
And that's what I said.
That
I go,
please.
I go, yes.
There's three for her and the credit card just in case there's more incidentals.
Yeah. I know.
She goes, you're here trying to play with my head. Fuck that. I go, not at all. She goes, if you're not serious, I'd rather leave here. You go meet someone else who would eat you up. Oh, delicious.
Well, wait a minute. Well, that got personal.
I go, I told you I'm upset over a friend passing, and you want to talk about credit cards?
Really?
She goes, no, that dead person would not keep my job going.
Whoa. So wait a minute. Now, all of a sudden, you're responsible for keeping her business alive, but you just said, I've had this personal loss, and she's just like, fuck you, where's my money?
But I feel like Joe would
You gotta go, you're about as cold as a gravestone, But I do appreciate your candor for being a question.
See, I knew Joe would appreciate. Joe's like, all right, we're back to business. I'm good. That's all Joe gives a shit about. Joe just wants a little focus out of his scammers. Enough with this love shit. Let's get to back to brass tacks. And that reminds Joe. That reminds Joe of a customer who ordered brass tacks.
You know, she's got. You know, for what she wants, she's got to sprinkle a shitload of baby powder on this.
Yeah, she's not doing that. She's just leaving a she's just leaving a steaming dump on my front door.
Yeah.
I go, huh? She goes, but money, Will. Yeah. I go, oh my God. She goes, how can the dead frustrate the living? Yeah, I told you, sorry already. You.
Get over it. Get over it, pussy.
So what do you what is fake Davin's move here?
I think fake Davin is fucking perplexed.
What
Before we go any further, I have to tell you that Lisa said in the chat room, Joe could pull a Sophia. Picture it. Long Island, 2018.
Very good. That works, too.
That's so great.
So basically what we're saying, Joe, is you're an old menopausal woman. That's what we're saying, Joe.
Wait, hey. Stay in your lane.
that's Pip's job. What are you doing? No, they're very good, Lisa. How do you think Fake Davin handles this? Because she's saying, how can the dead frustrate the living?
It depends on right at this juncture how far you want to take this. Do you want to extend it another month? Do you want to tell her to go to hell and move on and just tell the both of us, all right, well, that's the end of it? So I don't really know. Depends on your demeanor at the time of the writing.
Yeah, well, I think that you're probably thinking, I still got to get material out of this. So you're going to try to find a way to spin it so that you stay together, but I don't know how.
No, I think you're both wrong here. Here's my response. I go, I don't know. You were allegedly so depressed about two dead kids, or is that not true?
Oh, shit!
All right. You took the touche route?
Yes, I went. Yes, I took the. I did the touche maneuver, if you will.
I love it.
She goes, "How am I sure you're not even lying to me about everything you say and feel about me, Mister? I ask about what's up. You already running. Only kids do that."
Wait, she's saying this to you. Davin?
She's saying this to fake Davin and real Davin.
I think she's saying it to fake Davin. Real Davin's just telling us the story. She's got a lot of nerve.
Yes, so keeping that in
you're
mind, what do you think?
This is just in
tips. Really? I just came out of a coma.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, for 3 years. Holy shit! He's got a lot of nerve.
The chutzpah on fake Davin. The chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
I go, one of us tried to fly and comfort you, and one of us disappeared. Well, guess that proves you would never care that deeply for me. I'm turning this right around on her. Now, I don't know if this one knows the story. I'm thinking this one does not know the story, because whoever it is not playing off the story. Or they're just so fucking laser-focused about the money that they can't be bothered.
Well, didn't we discuss last week that this could have been a new person, Pip? Am I wrong?
Yes. No, we did talk about that it's somebody else who doesn't know right. The story about the dead kids. But it's like, you bring up dead kids, you think that they would pause.
She goes...
Show some sense of compassion. Even if you don't know the story, you come, dead kids, oh my God, my condolences, I'm so sorry. Even if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, just... try to go with it,
Well, you're trying to schmooze the guy, and you're trying to get money out of him. He says he's upset.
5 G's and a credit card. Where's the baby powder, lady?
Yeah, really. It's like, I like a little sweet talk before you fuck me in the ass. Come on.
Yeah. Well, your personal preferences don't go in the show. What goes on when the camera goes off is none of our concern, dear.
Very, very true.
You're right, Joe. You're absolutely right.
Although she did start the show by thanking...
She'll be over in 20 minutes.
Yes. She did start the show by thanking us for her being covered in jizz. So, Pip's a go.
There's a gamut of things going on.
It's why you're here, dear. It's why you're here. She goes, you need to prove it. Or rather, what are we doing here? Need the payment soon. I need to know if I got a man or a boy.
Oh, wow. That's sharp.
I do not respond. I've had enough.
Good for you.
All right, let's go to the understanding that if you were somebody that was lonely and had no self-confidence, and just, that's kind of an insult where if you're in that position, you're like, I'll show you I'm a man and give you the money.
No, I don't think so. I mean, unless they're the most desperate. I think this is so egregious, so bad. I've come to you with, I lost a friend, and you're coming at me with this shit. The timing is so off, and these two have not shared anything that would make us bound together to stay through this shit. I think this would be a deal breaker.
Yeah,
I don't know, because you're thinking rationally and not emotionally.
No, I think emotionally I'd be devastated that this person I loved is such a cunt.
yeah, because it's like if you're all in on this and you think this is your honey bunny, and then all of a sudden she's so mean, I think even the most desperate person would have a shred of dignity and go, wait a minute.
Yes, it's bad.
What? You know? By the way, Cammy says Merry Christmas.
Hi, Cammy. Merry Christmas.
In all the years we've been doing these scammer segments, with everyone, from Ann Jackson to actual people that have called in, with a sense of compassion, how many of them that were very smart people just spent thousands and thousands of dollars?
This isn't blind money here. This is emotional abuse beyond. I mean, this is just cold.
But what all those folks were putting Ann Jackson through, that wasn't emotional abuse, and still she was.
Listen, Joe, I'm not saying you're absolutely wrong. I'm just saying that this character would not put up with it. I think this scammer has played this so badly that a lot of people would walk away.
Agreed on that, yes. Agreed on that. Due to the nature of some of the people that get sucked in by this.
Anything's possible.
I think in some circumstances, not all, that this would not be a deal breaker. And I mean, maybe a rare circumstance.
All right, well, that was November 23rd. Fake Davin did not respond. Fake Davin has had enough. Fake Davin will not stand. I don't give a shit if we need more material. I will not. November 25th, she writes to me. Hi, Davin. I'm sorry for the other day the way I spoke harshly to you. I'm sincerely sorry for your loss, too. I hope you heal fast. All right. Somebody's like, all right, that didn't work. That did not work.
That got kicked up to management.
Yeah.
Or somebody had a bad day. Sometimes you have a bad day. And sometimes you go, oh, boy. You know?
I'm gonna actually,
I'm sorry. I'm going to say Sophia again. You know, sometimes at the day program, I'll handle something, and I'll go home, and I'm like, all right, I'll call them around 9:30, and I'll take this route. You know?
In the chat, Lisa with one eye wants to know.
Oh, she's
if,
a pirate. Thank you.
Sorry?
I said, oh, she's a pirate.
Well, we have Lisa one eye and Lisa two eyes.
I know. Pip, it was a joke. I try to mix them in sometimes. Go on, dear.
Lisa says, is she asking if Davin is a man or a boy? Didn't she call him Granddaddy Young Balls in a previous message?
Excellent pickup. Excellent pickup.
Can that be my nickname on the show?
No, I already said that's my nickname. Why does Lisa have more continuity than you, stupid? That's what you guys should be referring to me as. Granddaddy Young Balls. Good pickup, Lisa. You're absolutely right. All right.
That's so awesome.
So November 26th, I don't respond that day. The next day I go, thanks for the apology. You said what you said because that is how you feel. It's probably best I know now rather than later. She writes back, find a place to forgive and forget. I'm sorry, dear. I go, I can forgive and forget. I just don't know if we are a love connection. We may have different priorities in life. You say you love me. What do you love about me? Nothing generic. What makes me the person you want to be with?
Good.
She goes, what are you saying? You sound like you've not gotten over my harsh words. How do I make it right, Davin? Well, you're going to have
to work. Stop right there. It's such a attack Sheikh, you know, that they say the most horrible shit, and we're supposed to forget it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is typical gaslighting. You know, yeah. It's just like, be vicious and then go, what, you can't forgive? What kind of cold-hearted bitch are you? It's like,
what? I said before, never mind. How many times have they got called on the carpet? And you say, never mind that. You know?
Well, if there's one thing consistency...
It's an obvious tactic they take.
If there's one thing consistent about all fake Davern's personas, he's very focused. So,
yes.
I go, it was a question.
One more thing. I think that they're like that, and it's just so textbook on this thing, because the people that they deal with, obviously you're an anomaly, but the people that they deal with are so emotionally dependent on them that they can get away with all of this stuff, and when they get confronted on it, they're like, oh, just forget it. I don't think they know how to handle it.
I mean, I don't know. I can't speak to all these relationships. I can just speak to fake Davern, and fake Davern don't play this shit. So, I say, it was a question. Why do you want me to be your guy? She goes, you know, you've been with me like forever. You've come closest, and I sincerely appreciate you in my life. You've always been there when nobody was, for me even, in my worst days. Then she gives me three crying emojis. Because against all odds, you've stood by me, and you've shown me the good sides of you. I go, well, how do you think I handled this?
The wanky emoji?
Yeah, before we even get into that, you've been with me forever. 3 months?
Yeah, well, that's a long time, Joe. I mean, we're halfway to sending meth and girls to the house. So we're halfway there. Meth and crackheads.
probably months, look forward to that.
3 months is in a skip going light speed, but in this relationship, 3 months is 3 months.
Well, in her defense, 3 months with fake Davern can't seem like a lifetime.
Well, hold on a second. I think Ariana Grande got... engaged in that amount of time.
Yeah,
sure. You know, this is a long relationship.
I have been but a pet could be there. I don't know what the hell I go. That is replaceable. We've been talking since July. A friend could stand by you. Am I a friend? And with you saying all that you wanted me to prove myself to you, that hurt. She goes, you're more than a friend, Davern, and you should know that. I go, then why do I so often feel like you don't even like me, let alone care about me? She goes, I do care about you, baby. I'm always busy with work down here, baby. Oh, told you about that. Yeah, I go, yes, I know, work is number one. She goes, once I'm done with my work, I will come over and see you, baby. I go, must keep up appearances and make it all seem glamorous and exciting. This is about her Instagram page.
Let me tell you something. The shit spreader at the Curry Farm couldn't keep up with her. Jesus Christ.
Well, don't sell your family short, Joe. I have faith. She goes, I really need to work so I pay my bills. I go, I know. She goes, yes, baby. She goes, what'd you eat for lunch today? Fucking scammer, always right to the food.
What?
Do you like anchovies on your pizza?
Not yeah. really.
How's the $5,000 going? What the hell?
That was just like so random.
I go, protein.
That's Rain Man random.
I go, protein shake. She goes, I really wish I'm there to have lunch with you, baby. I go, what about you? She goes, hope it was good. She goes, never got time for lunch now, baby. We're doing a lot of babies now. I go, if you were here, I don't think much would change. Work would always be number one. She goes, so busy with work. I go, I guess you love it. She goes, no, baby. Once I'm done here, if I come over, I will go on break, baby. I go, we will...
Tell her not to sprain her ankle backpedaling.
Truly.
She goes,
oh my God.
She goes, we will see, I guess. You know, I really needed you the other night. I go, but that door closed. So I caught a flight to see Jen. Do you remember who Jen is?
No.
Jen is my ex-girlfriend. Remember, this is when she threatened to beat me up?
Oh, right. Oh my God. That was months ago.
It was. But fake Davern has a good memory.
I'll say.
She goes, Jen? Who is Jen? So I say,
she can't be a woman. Women remember everything.
Good pickup. Good pickup.
Everything.
Good pickup. I go.
Oh, she's dialing the dating apps so that she can put in the lines about meth right now.
I go, ask Instagram, Carolyn. She had strong opinions about Jen. She goes, Devin, tell me, who the fuck is Jen?
No, she didn't.
She did.
Great.
I'm nice to you during one of our arguments.
No.
The politics, the project, this show, the business. Yeah.
No shit spreader, Curry. Don't get fucking crazy.
Who the fuck is Jen? I love it.
So this is what I say. I'm going to say it slowly for you guys. I go, you know who she is, or at least my Insta-wife did. This really fucks up our continuity, baby.
That's great.
And then I go, did you leave? So she goes, so you mean you're back to her? I go, I did not say that. I go, do you remember who she is? She goes, I just know you've been fucking your ex. I go, have I now? She goes, it's just like she never left, right? I see, Davin. I go, left from where? And when did I start fucking my ex? She goes, I'm asking you. Defend yourself. I go, you're not asking, you're accusing. If I did fuck
maybe
her...
Maybe she is a woman.
Yeah, funny. I go. You're not asking, you're accusing. And if I did fuck her, would that mean we were finished? I go, and then she stops talking. I go, odd time for you to stop talking. Accusation and flee. She goes, hey, you better start talking. I go, if I slept with her, are we done? She goes, it's not an accusation. It's pretty obvious. I go, and by the way, you told me you sent me pictures. You never showed anyone you pictures. You never showed anyone else. Problem is, you never sent me pictures. So it seems you were the one cheating on me. Why don't you tell me about some of these guys you talk up? So now I have turned the tables.
Yes, you have.
Did you like the continuity line, by the way? I'm pretty proud of myself.
I love that. She has no idea what you're talking about, but I love that.
Does not matter. I write on three levels.
I'm here with the popcorn.
I'm playing three-dimensional bullshit with her. She goes, not cheating on you, Davin. I go, well, by Instagram, you seem to have a lot of guys in love with you, and no indication I'm any different than just another clown to be toyed with. She goes, it's you that's actually a culprit. When you're done with your shows, you then flirt with new girls, right? Maybe then take them out clubbing or something?
You got to admit, wow, she's keeping a good volley going.
Yeah, well, is she, though?
Yeah,
is she?
I mean,
she's been exposed.
She has had this argument before.
Oh, of course she has. You know.
I go, you said you sent me special pictures. I go, you never sent me shit, so you sent someone something. So now I'm hooking up after shows with my ex? She goes, I actually wanted to, but remember the day I showed up, you showed you my short video? You made some sarcastic statements? So since then... Now, so she's talking about that video she showed in the bathtub, in the bikini, without the head or anything. And I said it was, like, weird that she'd bring a bikini to Dublin in the winter.
And she remembers that you were sarcastic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I like the way she says she'll hook it up with girls after your show. I remember that one chick that wanted to show her tits for a t-shirt and you wouldn't give her one. And I'm like, I'll pay for that.
Did she buy the
We were on the road. I forgot where the hell we were.
Did she buy the shirt?
Huh?
Did she buy the shirt?
I forgot. It was on the Michigan tour. We were somewhere on that tour. She wanted to say, I'll sell my shirt. No, you got to buy a shirt. I'll pay for the fucking shirt.
Oh, my God, dude. You have to let her just, like, flash anyway. Take one for the team.
What Michigan tour it was.
I don't give a shit about tits. I got girls show them. I don't...
She told me, too.
I don't care. Fuck you. Buy a shirt, you whore.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, all your girls after the show, no. They either got to have a fucking credit card or cash or they ain't getting nothing.
Really? You know what? Tits don't fill the gas tank, Joe. Fuck that. I don't give a shit.
I understand that. Unless what you should tell me a scammer.
Yeah.
Tits don't fill the gas tank. And you know,
that's right.
And you want to know something? You should put a sign in the merch table that says that.
Sure.
Oh, my God. That's great.
And if we're working on the road, make sure that's the first thing that goes on the table.
As well you should. So I said, I made no sarcastic comment. She goes, I felt reluctant to fulfill my promise towards you because the memories are still fresh in my head. I go, I've been a goddamn good boyfriend to you, but you lie and break promises. Maybe I should bang a girl after a show. At least she would appreciate me, and at least I would get my dick wet.
And as long as she's got money for a t-shirt.
Good point.
No free ride.
I go, instead, I have a girlfriend that ditches me for weeks at a time and has no fucking physical attraction to me.
She did goes, you say that?
I most certainly did. She goes like it's not what you've been doing. Swear. I go, huh? I go, how about you get some of these guys that make it so fucking clear they want to get in your pants? By the way, I'm saying this because I'm trying to get her to close down this account or save these other guys. I really don't give a shit, but that's what I'm trying to do. I go, God forbid you tell...
I don't think she's going to close down the account, but I do think she's going to keep, you know, nickel and diming you. She's not going to close that account.
I've had them close down accounts before. I got Belinda to close down the Agnes account.
Yeah, you did.
This isn't Belinda, dude. From the beginning of this segment, she's a different duck.
Yeah, and Belinda was at the point where she was actually admitting to you that she was scamming and pretending to be somebody else.
Yeah, it's different scenario, dude.
Different scenario.
So I continue. I go, God forbid you tell me you have a man. But no, it's thanks, dear. Invest with me, and maybe you'll get to hit this. That's the goddamn message that is out there. So fun for me to fucking watch, but I'm the bad guy. Yeah, right. The fucking guy who wanted to fly to England to hold you is the bad guy.
Pack your bags. I see a guilt trip coming.
Well, it's like Pippa's watching her favorite like a soap opera, and like this is like the best episode ever. If you can't see her, she's got her little hands together. She's hiding her face. I can just imagine her little feet going, "Oh, goody, 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 goody." That's what I imagine going underneath the table.
It's a good volley going. You got a good volley going.
I'm loving this.
Got their A game cooking tonight.
And you just said to her, basically, you're, like, basically trying to trade me sex for business. And,
I mean, on either party, after every sentence should be your serve.
Yeah, really.
She goes, OMG, you think I'll be that cheap? I go, you think I'm cheap? She goes, at least you know me for a while now. I go, and you know me, and you think I'm some piece of crap. Get one of these clowns if I'm so bad, Carolyn. She goes,
full name.
Yes, full name.
It's the full name. I know. Oh, there's trouble when it's the full name.
She goes, if I don't like you, there is no reason whatsoever. I'll even keep in touch with you. You talk more of fucking me. I go, I don't want you to like me, Carolyn. I want you to love me. I want you to desire me, Carolyn. That's what I fucking want. But sadly, it's never been that way, has it? She goes,
well, so, has it?
Oh, by the way, all I need to hear is you're on the bottom of your total pool of priorities, and comedy seems to be more important than me. And that's pretty much every conversation I've ever had.
Yeah.
Funny. She goes, so don't always conclude when I have someone who I'm fucking. I go, you accused me. She goes, it's gradually going to fall in place, Davin, believe that. I go, what is? What's life going to be like? After every gig I come home from you, you're going to smell my dick? After every tour, you're going to hire a private investigator to follow me? I mean, during every tour?
I gotta stop you. How many times in the green room have you had this conversation, or another comic has brought that up? What's the matter, dude? Oh, my fucking shit. But if you
we're having the conversation.
Stuff like
oh, I think this is one of Pip's episodes of 2020. She looks very happy.
Oh, yeah, very happy.
She goes, I'll snitch on your fucking ass, trust me. I go, how about you just love me and make me feel wanted, and then there'll be nothing to snitch about. I go, pick the hell of a time to stop talking, Fuchs. I called her by
the
list.
Wait, whoa. She'll snitch on your ass to who?
I don't know. To her bosses, I don't know. But I did close with, pick the hell of a time to stop talking, Fuchs. I called her by her last name.
Now it's beyond serious.
Yeah, but you know what? When chicks get pissed off, really pissed off, they have a cast of characters that they dream up that are onto you. So,
So later on, she writes me, "Hey, bae, where are you? Not like I left on purpose. I slept off. Please." I go, "You slept after you accused me of fucking everyone? Am I that boring?"
Really? It's like you're having this full-blown conversation, which is getting pretty deep, and you just go off and have a nap? She goes, I'd be chain-smoking and cursing on the front yard.
She goes, "OMG, you've started. Dear, it's 11:06 already."
I think that's happened, Pip.
Oh, yeah.
That's very real. That you didn't have to dream that up. It seems like that's been an experience.
That was actually a vignette.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Check this one out. When you're in the middle of a sound sleep and you've been woken up and you hear your wife looking at, "You told her you loved her." I'm like, "Oh shit, I didn't shut the computer up." All right.
Oh crap.
I had 50 seconds to try to keep my marriage together. Go back to, because Zavin and I had to go do radio up at PDH, up at Poughkeepsie. I had to leave at 20 minutes or an hour. I got to get back to sleep, keep all my shit, and calm everything down. Not fun.
No, terrible. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, the moral from
that. So you've had the marching around in the front yard, smoking and cursing day, too, haven't
yeah,
you?
That's been in the been there, done that department, yep.
She goes, "Dear, it's already 11:06. I go, "I know." She goes, "If I get up late tomorrow, I'll hold you responsible." I go, "But let's be honest. It may be a week before you say hello to me again. It's fine, hon. If you wake up looking like shit, I'd still love you. That's what love is." And that's where we'll leave it.
Oh!
Well.
Oh, that was great.
Did you come? Look at
it. I did.
I don't think that's ever been asked on this show before.
I know, I know. I didn't know it could whistle.
Holy macaroni salad, woman.
Joe, we don't whistle Dixie on this show anymore. We do not whistle Dixie anymore. That's offensive. We just whistle Dave.
We're Northerners.
Yes.
Think of a politically correct song, "Yo, Labia Could Whistle," and just put that in.
It whistled crack corn. That's what it whistled. It whistled crack corn. So, all right. So, what do you guys think? What are the takeaways?
Oh, my God.
I think it was a very good. Where the hell did you go?
I was looking for a pen.
I think that it was a very good volley between the both of you. I think you're still both, holding your ground. She's got the emotional capacity of a cannonball. I'm looking forward to next week to see how this pans out.
What do you think, Pip?
I just think that it's amazing that you had this, like, balls out argument. And she's like, "Oh, yeah, hey, babe, how you doing?" I mean, I have seen people behave like this, like have a terrible argument, and then act like nothing is wrong. But that just means there's just going to be a bigger explosion later. But this was fabulous, the back and forth and the like crazy, just like, well, here it is, full barrels, both of you.
I feel like
that was a great argument.
I feel like it was a very realistic argument. Like, as Joe said, we've kind of heard arguments like that. But remember, it started because my friend died in real life. It started because my friend died, and she went right to the credit card, and I just wasn't having it.
But also, in a typical scammer fashion, you bring up, you don't have any emotional capacity because I lost a friend. And then they go right back to, let's forget about that, stuff like that. So with all the her being different from the other scammers, there actually is some consistencies that the scammers have. And one of that is giving you this totally emotional, devastating thing and then just telling you just to forget about it. And you know, with the scammer thing, it's bad enough, but in a real relationship, That's a nail in the coffin, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. This would be...
There's no coming back from.
This would be beyond the pale if this was a real relationship. Oh, my God. I mean, just so, like, what'd you say, the emotional depth of a cannonball? She's just brutal. Oh, my God, she's just brutal. It's like, oh, so sorry about your dead friend, but dead doesn't pay my bills. It's like, you bitch.
You know what's interesting?
But, the thing about it is that where a lot of scammers will retreat, they'll sign off, they'll go away. Dane was one, Belinda's one. She fires right back. She fires right back.
Yeah.
It's a little different from the rest of the pack.
Yes.
Well, you know, we will certainly see. It was a spirited volley. So I don't know if this is a man or a woman, because at times you thought it was a man, at times you thought it was a woman. I don't know what the hell I'm dealing with, but it's very obvious. It's not always the same person, and I'm calling them on the bullshit. I'm being so obvious that I know they're full of shit, and it just whizzes right past them, which just shows how focused they are and how much they believe their bullshit works. They can't comprehend that I'm onto them. I've told her business is a scam. I've told her she's fucking up continuity. I mean, if you were really reading and processing, you would start back. Hey, wait, what do you mean by that? You would call me on the carpet. But they're so focused on their bullshit.
Well, it's not only focused on that. They're used to dealing with people that are emotionally connected with them. And believe me, I know for a fact, when you're emotionally connected to something, you're doing things that are not rational. You're not thinking rational. That's what they're used to. When they're dealing with somebody that's disconnected emotionally, such as you are, because we're doing this as part of our show, they don't know what to do. So they're trying to do these old tricks, and they're not working. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle somebody like you.
So that's why the bit works. That's why the bit works.
that was really great.
I don't think we've had a knockdown drag out like with a scammer like that in a while, have we?
Not in a while, no.
All right.
Thank you for a wonderful evening.
Look at Pip. Mr. Helix is going to...
You want a cigarette, Pip? Are you still smoking? You want to have a cigarette?
I'm not smoking anymore, but I really want one now.
Mr. Helix is going to come sniffing around trying to tap that ass, and Pip's like, no, I already got mine. I'm good. Thank you.
Honey Bunch, the show's over a stream, and it's going into bed and cuddle, okay?
Okay.
Pip's gonna come out of this show out of her room and go, Helix, make me a sandwich!
Yeah, right? Yeah.
No, not with the substitution shit. You go to the supermarket and get me the shit I want.
Boar's head, bitch!
Boar's head! I don't want none of this Oscar Mayer.
Oh, by the way, one thing before we go. You sub Miracle Whip against Hellman. You're fucked. In my book.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, no.
Terrible.
No, I would not let that nice lady get away with that shit.
Right. No, that's shit. No.
That was actually one of my Facebook takedowns of Trump. I said if Donald Trump was a mayonnaise, he'd be Miracle Whip. I said if he was a football team, he'd be the New York Jets. That was like part of the takedowns.
Miracle Whip is okay, but you have to be in the mood for it.
No, Miracle Whip is too tangy. It's bullshit. Let's be honest. It's too late to have this conversation now. But really, if you're a patriot, you go with the Hellmann's because it brings out the best.
I'm a Hellmann's. No. We'll end our time. I'm a Hellmann's man.
We can all agree on Hellmann's. All right.
Yes.
Like to thank Sensei Russ Fridico for
thank you, Russ.
Sponsoring us. We appreciate it, Russ. Laugh at Home Comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience. The performer talking directly to you, and of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at Home Comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business. Whether it is one of our comedy club-style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers, Laugh at Home Comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home, all on the Zoom platform, so you're nice and safe, and nobody has to wear masks. It's all a good time. We strongly recommend it. You can go to laughathomecomedy.com, davincomedy.com, or give us a call on 551-404-3094. Anything to plug?
Well, one thing. It's going to be in a little while, but it kind of made my night. Basically, the comics of the compound, you know, Ant said I'm always going to be part of the shows, and I've done a couple. And pleasantly surprised tonight, live on the air tonight. I've been announced I will be on the Comics for the Compound show down in Atlantic City in January, late January. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, let's hope New Jersey's still doing comedy. Let's hope that happens in January. But that is
yes. We'll see.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Merry Christmas to all those who partake.
Merry Christmas to all our fans.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
I hope you guys have a happy holiday season. Any big plans, or you guys just staying home?
I'm going up to the farm.
Okay.
On Saturday and Sunday.
Oh.
Well, you got to visit the bullshit spreader. I understand. I said you got to visit the bullshit spreader. Anything for you, Pip?
Then I'm doing two Santa shows Christmas Eve, and it's supposed to pour, so I'm going to fucking drown.
That's good. Well, we're rooting for the rain. Well, that'll be good. Then hopefully we'll get some Santa Hell gig stories. We haven't had
any. Because basically the caveat on doing these gigs where they were supposed to be outside. So I guess I don't want to disappoint the families. We're 2 days away. I got to figure it out and see how we do it on the fly. I'll let you guys know next Tuesday.
All right. Pip, you staying home? You going anywhere?
Staying home. With my COVID scare, that was good enough for me. Not that we had plans before that, but not going any place anymore. And I don't know if she's listening. I don't know if she can right now, but I just want to wish my friend who has COVID good luck and get well soon.
Yes.
She has pneumonia and she's in the hospital.
Oh.
So I wish her the best.
Sorry.
I just want to add to that to my coworker Herb, who just got out of the hospital, had the same thing. So, speedy recovery, Herb is a good dude.
Is Anthony better now? I know he had the COVID.
Yeah, he's fine.
Good.
He's
fine. All right, well, listen, man, this is no joke. The vaccine's on the way, but until you get vaccinated, it's no joke. So, be careful. Be safe out there. Yep. My heater just sounded like it was taking off. I had to look at this shit. Last thing I need is a new hot water heater. Anyway. Merry Christmas to all who celebrate. Normally we're off these weeks, and I was thinking, well, should we not do shows? Normally I'm like in the Bahamas or something. Should we not do shows? But honestly, this is something to look forward to for me at this point. That's why I have it. That's why, and it's not on the holiday. There's just not that much going on where you can rant and rave and laugh.
You want to know something? We've been very consistent from the beginning. I think I've called in because I was doing Dino's room, but still, I think we've only not done two shows this
maybe
year?
Maybe yeah no normal yeah, normally we take breaks because I'm traveling or somebody's traveling or something's happened.
Yeah.
Just you know what, honestly, I look forward to doing this with you guys and with our audience because there's not that much else going on and it's fun to laugh.
Yeah, and usually this has always been traditionally a break week, and I was thinking about it today and I'm like, should we take a break? No, fuck it, we'll do a show.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
but why not? Sure.
I was thinking about that too. But hey, Joe.
Yeah.
You're weak for the blog. I'm telling you, and then I'll email you. You're weak for the blog.
Well, we'll see if I can do it because I'm coming down on Sunday night. I don't know if I can.
Pip, do the blog this week. Joe will do it next week.
I'll do the blog.
All right, Joe will do. Joe will do next week's blog. All right.
Okay.
I'm coming back to the farm on Sunday.
All right. Very good. Coming back to the farm. Very good. Good stuff. All right. Tell your family I said hello since I met them.
Yep. You got it.
All right, guys. Have a Merry Christmas. We will see you guys next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening, laughing, watching, and staying healthy.